Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I think that can sum up the message that the Lord gives to us with the mystery of Christmas. Do not be afraid. We see in the prophet Isaiah how the Lord promises to fulfill his plan. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. He goes on to say how the Lord will come to shepherd his people. The Lord will send his servant. And he speaks of the hardships of the people in terms of slavery, right? For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, the rod of their taskmaster will be smashed. Do not be afraid, because he is sending Jesus into the world. A child is born to us. Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. Do not be afraid to believe in him. Do not be afraid to trust him. Do not be afraid to love him. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. But I'm afraid that in recent times, we might say that the people who have seen the great light have gone back to the darkness. There's been so much loss of faith in the last several decades. There have been so many people who have maybe been attracted by the promises of the world or scandalized by sin in the world and in the church. And so we must regain that commitment not to be afraid, to believe in the Lord and his promises, and to pray and witness to those who may be not believers anymore. Do not be afraid. Paul, in writing to Titus, talks about how knowing Jesus should begin to change us, right? Training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires as we await the blessed hope, the second coming of Jesus. If we are devoted to him, if with confidence we bring our sins to his mercy, then we need not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And when we see in the gospel Jesus coming into the world, you know, we might think that, and rightly so, we might think of God as the distant, the almighty, the one who we would never dare to approach because he's so holy and so just and so good. And we are poor sinners in this world of grime and grit and sin. And yet he comes into the world in a way that again tells us, do not be afraid. The mighty God, the eternal word of the Father, comes into the world as a little baby. Nobody's afraid of a little baby, right? He comes in a way that gently asks for our love and our care. Do not be afraid. When the angels announced to the shepherds, first of all, the angels did not go first to the emperor. They didn't go first to the king. They didn't even go to the high priest. They went to the simple, humble shepherds who maybe were not the people of the greatest reputation. Do not be afraid, no matter who you are, to believe and trust and love the Lord. You notice that after several weeks during Advent, we didn't sing the Gloria. But again, with the joy of Christmas coming, we sing glory to God in the highest and on earth to people of goodwill. Or the way that it's put in here is glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. I don't know if you've noticed before, but that the Gloria that we sing at the beginning of most masses is taken from this announcement of the angels. And so, when Jesus has come into the world, that means that we can sing the song of praise to him along with the angels. That's what we're doing in Mass. Do not be afraid. And today, when the Lord is still with us, just as present as he was in the crib in Bethlehem, just as present as he was when the shepherds went to see him, he is present with us today. He's present with us, especially in the Eucharist, also in the sacraments and the scriptures, in prayer, and in your neighbor, and in your heart, if you're in a state of grace. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to believe in him. Do not be afraid to hope in him. Do not be afraid to love him.